Juno Afternoon is made possible with support from Sentinel Coffee, serving Southeast with locally roasted organic coffee and door-to-door delivery. More at sentinelcoffee.com. Our guests now are here to tell us about the upcoming UAS Alumni Association Spring Dinner and Auction. Welcome Robbie Stell, UAS Alumni and Friends Board Member and former UAS Provost. Welcome, Robbie. And also Jesse Post, UAS Alumni Relations Manager. Welcome, Jesse.
Thanks, Scott.
Yeah,
nice
thank
to have you,
you
both here. Details first, Saturday, March 20th?
30th. March 30th.
Sorry. Thank you. We would have missed it. It would have been yesterday.
No, we still have time.
How was it? Was it good?
Yes, it was really
fun. Last year.
So March 30th, and where and all that stuff?
Yeah. March 30th. The No Host Bar opens at 6 o'clock, and dinner will be at 7. And we have a silent auction going on during the No Host Bar and dinner, and then followed by a live auction with items that are really fun to buy because they get you out doing things. Many of them are experiences. To go in helicopters, to go in boats, to go fishing, to go hiking, to do all the fun things that we all should get out and do in Juneau. So do come out. If you buy one of these, then you're more inclined to go do these things. So do come and participate in our banquet and auction Saturday, March 30th. Egan Library turns into an elegant evening.
Right. So, Jesse, we were talking, we actually get to eat and drink in the library.
Yeah, I don't know if there's too many opportunities in the Egan Library to have a gathering like that, but it's a night where there's a lot of mingling, no host bar. We have some live music, and we really appreciate just all the businesses locally in town and in Southeast that contribute year after year. It's just a really nice event, and it's also just an opportunity for the UAS community and broader community to get together to support student scholarships. That's one of the missions of the Alumni Association is to host events and programs throughout the year, and this auction is our largest fundraiser. The Alumni Association provides $25,000 a year in the form of scholarships to 10 students, and so everyone coming out to the auction really helps us fundraise and provide those scholarships each year. So,
Robbie Stell, you're now a UAS Alumni and Friends Board member, but you're a former UAS Provost. What years was that, give or take?
Oh, we don't want to do the math on that.
Okay, forget that question.
I did retire in, I think, 2010 or 11. I was corrected the other day by the current chancellor, and he said, you had to have retired 9 years ago, Robbie, not six. And I'm like, well, I just lost 3 years there someplace. It's been fun being on both sides. I love UAS, so that's why I'm still on the board.
And remind us what a provost does.
To be facetious, at one time I told my son, who was going to be attending UAS, he says, what does a provost do? And I said, my job's to make the chancellor look good. And he actually answered that in class about 2 weeks later when they were discussing organizations of universities and the various what's a chancellor do, what's a provost do. And, of course, the woman knew my son was my son and said, could you tell us what a provost does? And he got a blank look on his face and said, make the chancellor look good. But seriously, the provost is in charge of the academic side of the entire organization. The chancellor's the head of everything, and then there's the administrative side to run the place, and there's the academic side with the programs, the faculty, and the students.
And so after a career, which was probably challenging and rewarding, now you're on the alumni board. Love UAS.
I do love UAS, and it's a wonderful opportunity to stay connected with faculty, staff, such as Jesse on the board, who is our staff for our board, and also to be involved with students. The Student Alumni Association helps us with this auction, and being involved with students is what keeps me going.
Let's say you met a young person looking to go to college while you're on an airplane and they're sitting next to you. What would your sales pitch to them about UAS sound like?
I would say, are you interested in a place that would feel very much very inclusive and make you very comfortable in a learning environment that would take you in the outdoors for many of our programs. And if you are, we have a number of degree programs and training programs for someone who really wants to make a difference in their life and enjoy it at the same time and be on a campus where you're known. You know people's names. They know your name. Faculty will know your name, and you'll be on first-name basis with a lot of people who will care for you while you're there.
What would you add to that, Jesse?
I think kind of to repeat a little bit what Robbie said, just the UAS community is really welcoming. The campuses in Juneau, Ketchikan, and Sitka are beautiful. I know I interact a lot with faculty and students on a daily basis, and I think I am not an alum, and so that's something that I see as special about UAS is just those interactions with your chancellor. I did not know the chancellor at my university, and just being able to be on a first-name basis with your faculty I think is pretty amazing, and then again, just the environment that we're in adds a lot to that.
If you're just tuning in, we're speaking with Robbie Stell and Jesse Post about the March 30th UAS Alumni Association Spring Dinner and Auction. It's in the Egan Library. Doors open at 6 p.m. And the no-host bar starts then as well, right?
That's right.
And then dinner's at 7. So tell us a little bit about this. You said one of your biggest fundraisers, is that right, of the year?
Yes.
And remind us again where the proceeds go.
Yeah, all the proceeds of this event go to student scholarships. And the Alumni Association for well over a decade has been giving a lot. They've been giving $25,000 a year in scholarships. And we will have a couple scholarship recipients speaking and talking about, you know, what UAS means to them, but also what scholarships means to them and how that has supported them through their journey through school. And, you know, that private support and private giving is so important, especially as we navigate kind of these uncertain public funding times. So just another opportunity to give and support UAS students and this and help our students succeed.
All you have to do is come, eat, drink, and bid on stuff, and you're supporting education.
Exactly.
In Juneau,
absolutely.
Right?
And maybe you'll take home a great ceramic bowl or an experience that you can't wait to take some of your relatives from the lower 48 and put them on a helicopter over the glacier or something.
Robbie, it looks
lots of fun.
You're holding tickets there?
I am holding tickets.
How do we get those?
You can go online to the UAS Alumni Auction, all one word, at Eventbrite. Eventbrite.com. And tickets are very easy to a couple of clicks, your credit card, and you have your ticket.
And maybe some more Alaska Airlines miles.
Yes, and some more Alaska Airlines. Be sure to use the right credit card.
All right, you two. It's been nice having you on the show today. I will put a link to those tickets also on today's post for our listeners if you want to go there first or happen to be there. Anything else you'd like to talk about, Robbie or Jesse?
I just have one more note. I know tomorrow there is an opportunity for we invite all community members and supporters of UAS to come to our auction, but there's also tomorrow from 5 to 8 at the Capitol, the House Finance Committee is hosting an opportunity to, you know, tell your legislators why UAS is important to them and why it's important to our state. So I just encourage everyone to take that opportunity. UAS touches all of us throughout the state and the University of Alaska system. So, just wanted to put that out there. 5 to 8 tomorrow, Friday at the Capitol.
Got it. And I forgot one last question. You said there's going to be a live auction. Who's going to be doing the live auction?
Well, our esteemed chair of our board, David Campbell.
Okay. We'll see you on Saturday, March 30th at the Egan Library. Thanks, you two.
Yeah, yes, thanks so much.
What are they going to give for? I'm at $600 down here now, 10 and now, 25 and now, 35 and now, 50 and now, 60, will you give me 60 now, 75, 75, another $85 on the bottom there. There was.
Arkansas who wouldn't listen to his ma when she told him he should go to school. He'd sneak away in the afternoon, take a little walk, then pretty soon you'd find him at the local auction barn. He'd stand and listen carefully, then pretty soon he began to see how the auctioneer could talk so rapidly. He said, oh my, it's do or die, I've got to learn that auction cry, gotta make my mark and be an auctioneer. $25 bid, and now $30, 30, will you give me 30, make it 30 bid, mama, $30, will you give me 30, who'd bid a $30 bid? $30 bid, and now $35, will you give me 35, to make it 35, to bid a 35, who would have bid it at a $35 bid?